everyone. Welcome to the Empowered Living with Anne O'Brien podcast. I'm your host, Anne O'Brien, and for the next 33 minutes, you'll hear dialogue on how to find your version of empowered living when it comes to love, money, sex, health, career, and more. I'll be sharing interviews with amazing experts in these areas, and I'll guide you in meditations and creative practices you can take into your life. If you enjoy this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review it, and go to anneobrienliving.com to sign up for lots more resources, including free meditations, videos, special offers, and events. Now, here we go. All right, so the topic for this episode is empowered sexuality. So funny. I'm not trying to have like a sexy voice or anything today. I'm just actually getting over a cold, and I lost my voice a few weeks ago. So I just got that, this kind of fits the episode. So anyway, I'm grateful to be speaking, and I'm grateful to be speaking with you about this topic. I love this topic. Almost everybody loves sex, right? But I think because of the mission I have with my work as a whole, it's really relevant. It's really important because my work as a whole is really about bringing our spirit and body together, bringing back all parts of ourselves, living a life where we're fully turned on and not just sexually turned on, but turned on, alive, lit up about life, where we feel that we're thriving, where our creativity is turned on. And I find that a lot of times when people are having challenges or they feel disconnected with their sexuality, they're disconnected with all the rest of that too, and with themselves oftentimes. So thought it would be good to speak about. And it's something that we don't speak about a lot. A lot of people seem to be less comfortable speaking about it. And a lot of our culture, and you know, certainly a lot of religions and, you know, just culture in general has encouraged us to not talk about it, repress it. Or on the other side, the flip side, it's gotten very distorted with pornography, with, you know, people just glorifying this part of our lives to a point where it's out of balance as well. So I like to see this area get into balance for people, and I've worked with lots and lots of people in this area. I see that it's caused a lot of problems for many of my clients. There's been issues, and tell you a little bit about that and some of the people I've worked with. I've worked with men, I've worked with women, I've worked with gay people, straight people. Some of the things that they've told me are people that haven't had sex in years. You know, I've had both men and women tell me they haven't had sex with their partner in years and the challenges that they face with that. Sometimes it's like, oh, we really love each other and we're just like best friends now and we just don't feel that chemistry anymore. Or one person does and the other person doesn't. And that's hard. Sometimes there's unresolved stuff and the couples don't know how to work it out, and so they withhold, somebody withholds sex or avoid sex, or, you know, a lot of times whatever happens in the bedroom is reflective of whatever's going on in the relationship as a whole. So sometimes it's not really about sex, but that's where it gets played out. I've also had people come to me, and I know this is kind of an epidemic these days, with physical issues. So men with low testosterone, I think it's happening more and more due to the chemicals and toxins in our diet, and people are less balanced physically. I've had women tell me they haven't been able to have an orgasm since giving birth. You know, these physical things that are, it's like, for a lot of people, they're too embarrassed to talk about or ask for help on it, and can pose some real challenges. On the other hand, I've had clients tell me, you know, some that appear to have, quote unquote, a normal sex life or even, you know, a lot of sex. Some that say, well, they have sex every day with their partner, but then he cheated on them. You know, how does that happen if he's having sex with her and also this other person? You know, that doesn't make sense. Other couple I worked with, one of them told me they were making love every day, but still they didn't feel connected. They didn't really like each other. They were like really, really different people. And it's like they were living separate lives and they ended up divorced, even though they were making love every single day. So you never know, right? Some people are going through the motions. And I think if most people admit it, they would really like this area of their lives to be better. And they don't know how to make it better. And they don't necessarily know who to ask for or feel safe to find help that's really, healthy and balanced and trustworthy. So that's part of my goal tonight or today. I'm recording this at night, if you haven't noticed. So in order to feel our full sexual pleasure, in order to feel really good in this area, and my special guest is going to talk about this in a little bit, we'll bring her on, it requires feeling our full range of feelings in general in life. So if there's some feelings that you decide are inappropriate and you shut down as a general rule, now there's always times where it's inappropriate, but if in general you never feel anger or you never feel your sadness or you never feel your joy, you probably aren't fully feeling everything you could feel sexually either. And because my work is so much about bringing back and reclaiming all parts of ourselves, the dark and the light, the pain and the pleasure, the parts we love, the parts we've judged, I really think this is important. It's important to talk about because I notice when people do bring back all these parts of themselves, not only do they have better sex, but they feel better and they're freer. And really the idea of empowerment, empowered sexuality is more about freedom. It's really about an internal freedom, not freedom to do what the church told you not to do, not freedom to sleep with the, you know, person you thought you shouldn't be sleeping with or, you know, doing things that are considered outside normal sexuality, whatever. You can do that, but that's not if you're, and our special guest is going to talk about that, if you're addicted to that or if you're not free around it, then you're not empowered in it. So it's really about finding what's really true for you and what your personal empowered sexuality looks like. What does it feel like for you to really thrive in this area? One thing I've done, because I'm an intuitive and healer and I work with energy, I've worked with women on clearing out and energetically re-owning their sexual space. So what does that mean, re-owning? It's about clearing the energy from past partners. It's about clearing the energy from those guys in the grocery store that, you know, gave you this lustful stare when you had your back turned and energy lingered in your space. I remember one woman I worked with for years on cleaning out of her genitals, her past husband, because, you know, he was so in there for so long. And you can tell when a woman has done this type of clearing, and men can do it too, by the way. I just happen to work more with women, and women tend to receive more, right? We tend to hold on to more. When a woman has cleared out her sexual space and reclaimed it and set it as fresh and new and finding her freedom in that area, her body really glows. This radiance comes out. Versus the energy of carrying all that heavy energy from the past partners and from the looks and the stares and the, you know, lustful desires and so on. And a lot of that, by the way, it's not that lust is bad. I want to be clear on that. It's just the energy that comes of the distortion of, oh my God, I need this. I'm addicted to this. Or I'm ashamed. Like, oh my God, this woman's so hot, but I'm ashamed to look at her. And then that shame and all of that sticky energy shows up and we feel it in our bodies. And it can cause, you know, again, I'm speaking more to women, but men, please take this as it applies to you or not. But I've noticed in women, when we have a lot of this backlog of energy from past partners, it's harder and harder to open up because we feel like every time, let's say you have a new partner, you make love with your new partner, you're feeling your old, your past partner, and you're feeling maybe the pain that you went through or some of the, you know, issues that you guys are working out, and it comes out in the bedroom if it doesn't come out other places. So anyway, that's a really good thing to do, energetically clearing. And I think that's what we'll do at the end of this podcast. After you listen to our special guest interview, I'll guide you in an energy clearing to re-own your sexual space. And I'll make it applicable for you guys listening, for men and women. Okay. I have also, just to name a couple other things that I've worked with that I think are, you know, helpful and maybe relevant to some of you. I've worked with really strong, independent, successful women who yearn and yearn for a partner. It seems like their life is going so great, except for this one area where they can't get a good guy to stick around. And they have stories like all the good guys are taken, or women, if they like women, whatever. Or they have patterns where they attract addicts, or they attract guys that don't have money. They attract, you know, people that aren't right for them. And one of the things that we talk about with our special guests in a bit is how to shift that. If you're one of those strong, successful, independent women, what you can do to really attract a, you know, a partner, and so you can receive. So this podcast is not about, you know, empowered sexuality and the way of reacting to culture, religion, past programming, or anything like that. it is really about being free. It's finding what's right for you, what's going to light you up, what's going to hit your joy button. And that's different for everybody. I also just want to mention, because my work is, you know, centered in spirituality, that there's a whole movement of, you know, sacred sexuality and tantra and all of that. And we touch on that a bit with our special guest too. And I've really been studying this, you know, for especially we women and for the feminine in each of us. When we open up sexually, it's really an act of receiving and an act of surrender. It's very much connected to opening up spiritually, whether that's to your intuition, to your guidance, to a sense of a bigger, more expanded perspective on life than you've had before. And I've learned over the years that, and I've learned to practice the art of receiving as a choice. So that can help with your sex life, that can help with intuition. And it can also cause, if you're somebody that's very sensitive, if you've had issues with your boundaries, it can really empower you, because once you know, oh, I'm choosing to receive and here's how I'm going to receive, and you start to get clear on what's good for you and what's not based on tuning into your feelings, you can more easily set boundaries, you can have more sexual enjoyment, you can have more intuition, and you know, clearer just relationship with yourself and others. And it's a really beautiful thing. So I'm going to bring our special guest on, and we're going to get into all this more. And I think you're really going to enjoy it. You're in for a treat.
I am here with Michaela Bohm, and we're going to be speaking today about empowered sexuality. I am thrilled to have Michaela on. I first met Michaela in 2009, and I've been impressed with her work ever since. So I'll read y'all Michaela's bio, and then we're going to ask her some questions and hear some of the gems she has to offer today. So Michaela Bohm teaches and counsels internationally as an expert in intimacy and sexuality. Born and raised in Austria, Michaela combines her background in psychology and extensive clinical experience with her in-depth training in the yogic arts as a classical Kashmiri tantric lineage holder into a unique offering of experiential learning. She is passionate about teaching skills that enhance deep intimacy, lasting attraction, and give each participant the tools for full embodiment and capacity. Michaela also traveled and co-taught with David Data for 13 years. Michaela teaches women's workshops, intimacy intensives for men and women, as well as offers mentorships and relationship counseling. She lives and teaches on a small organic farm in Ojai, California, where her land and animals inspire her clients to reconnect intimately with themselves and others. So welcome, Michaela.
Thank you.
So, you know, my podcast is the Empowered Living with Anne O'Brien podcast. I have the Empowered Life program. And so I want to just check in and see what comes to mind for you when you think about empowerment when it comes to sexuality.
Oh, wow. Let's jump right in.
Yeah.
You know, I think as far as empowerment in sexuality, for me, the most important thing is that people are free from the constrictions that they themselves or others have imposed on them. Mm. And what that looks like, I'm not really that bothered by, right? That could look any which way. But what it feels like is a certain kind of a relaxation and freedom around one's desires and actions and expressions, because they're not clenched under self-imposed or externally imposed, circumstances.
Beautiful. And I think most of our culture is clenched under superimposed circumstances when it comes to their sexuality. I mean, it's the shadow. It's been, you know, sort of either glorified or repressed for so many.
Yeah.
That's important work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's... I don't know exactly how to say it, because it's not the, I look at sexual empowerment not in the classic sense of you can do whatever the hell you
exactly.
want. Exactly. I look at it as in, you are free to choose. You're not slave to some suppressed kinks or cravings.
Yes.
Which is equally as important as being free of, you know, societal influences.
Mm, wow. And how do you get there?
Well, that's a very individual process, I would say, but I would definitely always suggest that people have certain processes in place, just very simple psychotherapeutic processes where they're clear before they go into the more tantric or yogic or, however, sacred sexuality aspects. Mm. It's always good to get clear where are the areas of real suppression or perversion or kink or whatever you want to call it, so that you're not blind to your shadow, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit counterintuitive because most people come to a coach or a therapist or a tantra teacher or a healer trying to get somewhere, and often the very act of pushing so hard is what keeps them also from being open and relaxed and with it in a way that they can even be in relationship.
Mm-hmm, for sure. I don't know if you remember, but when I went to your workshop, I'm sure you don't know, you've worked with many, many people since then, but one thing you told me, we were doing these exercises where you had us act, I don't know if it was dancing or more of a theatrical thing, we were just expressing different parts, and you said, "And bring out more anger." And that's been actually very helpful for me. And I know I work with my clients a lot about, having their full range of feelings, their full range of all that they are. Do you want to talk about this and why this is important, whether, for our embodiment, for our sexuality, our fullness?
Yeah, the bringing out more anger is, of course, just an exploration into allowing yourself to feel everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, because all these things are always there. Within you, there's always masculine and feminine. It's just, what are you using?
Yeah.
The same way all emotions are present at all times when appropriate and are felt. Mm-hmm. And the way it usually goes in human development is that we realize at some point that certain emotions are less favored than others. Yeah. And in order to conform, not conform as in societally conform, but conform in the ways that maximum love is achieved, so to speak, because that's what we're kind of after, we are then adjusting our input and our output, meaning we don't allow ourselves to feel that much because it's kind of painful.
Mm.
And we're also not allowing ourselves to express that much because it might be inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times these things are inappropriate, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're in a meeting situation, you do not necessarily want to bring out your anger.
Yeah.
But that externally, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't be able to feel it internally.
Yes.
And appropriately measure what's happening next by the feelings you are experiencing or the sensations you're experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
And so in women's workshops particularly, because it's a big issue in women, and we can talk about why that's a different. So it's not that it's not an issue in men, but it has a different repercussion in women. When mm-hmm. women have not allowed themselves to feel and or express, one comes after the other, of course, certain emotions like sadness, like anger, like rage, like wrath, they're also not able to feel the more pleasurable sensations, because you can only feel as much orgasmic pleasure as you can feel anger.
Yes.
The band has to widen on both ends of the spectrum. And so often there isn't a lot of feeling all around because the feeling's been so clenched down.
Yeah.
And that has a few effects, one of which is if you can feel what's happening with you, you have no intimacy with yourself, which of course means you can't have any intimacy with anyone else. Because if you can't feel yourself, how in the world are you going to feel someone else?
Yeah.
Not very likely, or not very accurately, which we see a lot, right? The inaccurate sensations then, because you can feel properly yourself. And so that's one aspect. And of course, the other aspect is the becoming aware of feelings allows you to respond appropriately. It's one of the big pitfalls in relationship is that often people are not capable of feeling what's actually happening in the moment, and it takes them forever. And then they come out with this stuff, you know, a day later or 3 hours later, when the moment has passed and the expression of that particular feeling is useless.
Yeah. And won't get them a very good response with their partner if that's the,
exactly.
The case. Yeah.
Because if you and I talk and then you say something and I don't realize that that was extremely upsetting to me, and then, you know, 3 hours later we're having a cup of tea and suddenly I scream at you, you'll just think I'm insane in the best case scenario. In the worst case scenario, it's going to cause a huge upset for the both of us. And so the fluid understanding and feeling of your emotions is what allows for that, you know, to happen. Mm. And then, of course, the fluid expression of everything that's happening allows the body to stay current with what you're feeling, and it allows your body to stay responsive with what you're feeling. And that's both good for proper boundary setting, for instance, and for pleasure.
Yeah. Wow. So much you just said in the last 2 minutes. I want to just take a big spotlight on it. So helpful.
So the act of surrender, sexually speaking, requires, of course, or the act of being penetrated requires that there's an opening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not only genitally, but also emotionally,
energetically,
psychically, however you would want to call it. So when you don't have an opening, when you don't have a hole, so there is nowhere to stick it in. So,
right.
You know? So, to say this very crudely,
so
when you are a strong, independent woman, often we have trained ourselves for that to mean that we're quite self-contained. Whenever you do something and you do it for yourself, it requires that you harness your own energy for your own sake. And that muscular pattern and that kind of disposition makes you a closed circuit.
Mm.
And so then, of course, now you're on a date and all day you have diligently kept your circuits closed. And now you would like this man to penetrate you, so to speak, not maybe genitally, but with his direction, with his ideas, with the way he talks to you. But habitually, you're not capable of making an opening.
Yeah.
And then that's what happens with the I'm a strong, independent woman, right? Even if you have the desire to lay that down for the sake of the, you know, the sexual relational aspect, if you don't have muscular facility and emotional ability to create a hole, so to speak, it's not going to go very well.
Yeah. I would love if you tell us about your workshops. I know you have a lot of workshops coming up, and I'm hoping to see you in LA this fall, but I know you'll be around the world. Would you like to share where people can come and do some of this work with you?
Yeah. This fall, there's a few offerings. There is an intro evening in LA in November, on November 8th, to be exact. So that's a really nice, good intro. If you've never done anything with me or never done anything like this, that will give you a bit of an entry into how do you counteract your patterns around closing off or holding people at bay. How do you connect? How do you you know, play with those energies? So that's a very good one. I'm also doing one of those for a whole weekend at Esalen in October. So every year I do 7 days at Esalen. 5 days is just for women, and that's an amazing immersion where you get to play with how do you get out of your habitual you know, self-containment in the body. How does your body express itself when it's free and happy and pleasurable? How do you feel pleasure in the body, and so on and so on. So that's end of October at Esalen. Then I'm doing a weekend that's called the Yoga of Deep Intimacy, where it's men and women, where we go more into that. I also have like a special instruction series starting on November 12th, which is more of the sexual yoga, the sexual intimate tantric arts where you learn how to touch another human, feel another human, speak with another human, all of those kind of things. And then there is the five-month men's and women's study groups. Mm-hmm. And teacher training this year as well. So there's lots and lots and lots going on.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, such a pleasure. And it can all be found on my website. I'm also in Europe twice this fall.
Awesome. And her website, for those of you that would like to check it out, is Michaela Baum, michaelabohm.com. You can look at the workshops page for different workshops, and I'm going to post that below the podcast as well.
Yeah, that would be great.
Oh, Michaela, this is such important work. I'm really glad you're doing it, and thank you so much for sharing your time with us today.
Well, thank you.
This is a meditation for re-owning and reclaiming your sexual energy, your body, your space for intimacy. And you can do this whether you're male or female, gay or straight, whether you're in a relationship or not. It's not really about any of that. It's just about you and you claiming your space for your sexual energy. Whatever that looks like for you is totally fine. And for this meditation, I encourage you to have your feet flat on the floor so you can sit or stand. I would recommend that you not lie down for this one because our goal today is really to help you anchor into your body and reclaim this part of your body as well as your energy field. And lying down can kind of make you a little floaty, a little spacey, which is nice sometimes, but it's not quite what we're going for here. Okay, so please sit if you want to just be still and relax or stand with your feet flat on the floor. And close your eyes and start to check in with your body, with your breath. And notice your inhales and exhales. And without forcing anything, just see if you can allow more breath out on the next exhale. Pull the belly in towards the spine and then push the belly out on the inhale, simply allowing more breath in. Let the breath go all the way up to the chest, the lungs, the heart, side ribs, and then exhaling it out as you're ready. And we're going to clear out past partners. We're going to clear out any energy that may have traumatized you or any even moving through any blockages, hopefully, to your healthy sexual energy and flow. So this will be good. So I'd like you now to go ahead and inhale, and next time you inhale, imagine bringing the breath in. You could even imagine like a wave of light coming in, maybe a colored light. Just breathe this light in all the way down the front of your spine. So breathe in down to your genitals, and then breathe out and let the breath go up the back, out the crown of the head. And again, you might see like a stream of light, and then breathe back in, down. And then breathe out, let the breath make a circuit going down the front, up the back. And just gently waking up this part of your body and the flow, the movement. So you're connecting the breath through the heart, through the belly, and then down to the genitals and then back up. So you're really bringing any sensations throughout the entire body. And you're just simply waking up the circuit. And if you're standing, or I'm sitting on a little bouncy, not a little, kind of a big, one of those exercise balls, sitting on something that allows you a little movement, you can move your hips, perhaps tuck your tail and then wag it back, or you can make a figure eight with your hips as you do this breath. Go ahead and soften your heart. Maybe place a hand on the heart or a hand on the belly or one on each. So what I'm going to invite you to do now is imagine that anywhere in your body that you're holding some energy from a past partner or from somebody that sent sexual energy your way for whatever reason, whether if it was a trauma, whether it was just a passing look, whether it was a past partner, whether it was even, you know, a girlfriend who was jealous of how good you looked, whatever it was, just like you to just imagine if there's any of that, that you might start to sense it maybe as tight spots in your body, maybe as dark, if you're visual, like a darker spot in your field. And then I'd like you to imagine a big golden rose, like a rose in the garden. And you can just take that rose, like a feather duster, like something that's like magic sponge, it's absorbent. Put a magnet in there or let it have a vacuum action and just take that rose through your body and just swish it around. And you can take it into any places where you're sensing that energy, that darkness, that tension. You can take it to the obvious places, your genitals, your breasts, your butt, places that you know are susceptible to, you know, being touched or checked out, or you know, there's been some activity there, whatever. Just send the rose through all these places and just reclaim as you're doing this. Imagine that this golden rose is just flooding these areas with light. It's bringing in light into all these parts of your body that have been dark, that have been in the shadow, perhaps, that have been unexamined. And all these energies that are not, you know, necessarily part of you that you've accepted from others that maybe you didn't know you were accepting from others, or maybe you thought, well, that was 10 years ago, that was 20 years ago, why would that still be there? Well, if there was a trauma or if there was any unconsciousness, and that could be just simply spacing out, maybe you were sad that day, you probably weren't fully anchored into your body and you took on, you absorbed whatever was around and you know, kind of forgot about it from that point forward. So you're sending this rose through these areas, flushing it through the darkness, flushing it through your reproductive organs, your belly, your hips, your thighs, any places you've been touched or looked at or have sexual sensations, just send this rose through. And let this rose just be like a super absorbent rose. So everything it touches just gets transformed and transmuted and becomes golden light. So your body is starting to glow with more and more gold light. All these parts of your body that you've been clearing out and reclaiming are just turning gold. And let this gold represent fresh, new energy, energy that's yours, energy that's free, unencumbered, where there's room for pleasure. There's room for peace. Breathing in. You can continue that breath if that's something you're comfortable with. If it's too much to think about, don't worry about it. And letting this golden rose now swish through areas that you might not necessarily associate as being sexual areas. The head is a good one, the brain, right? And because people have sexual thoughts about you. Maybe someone's had obsessive thoughts about you. Maybe, you know, they fantasized about you, they got in your head. Maybe it's your own programming. Maybe you want to just update your own programming about sexuality. So this rose will flush through the old programming and transmute it into gold light, into freedom, into truth for you, into your clarity about what's right for you. Let this gold rose move on down through the face, through the sinuses, any telepathic communication around sexuality. Sinuses are connected to our telepathy. Can move this rose down to the throat, the jaw, clearing out your speech. Maybe there was something you were afraid to talk about or that you did speak up about and you got shushed. Or maybe you yelled or screamed or, you know, in the past you got a little out of control in a way that you wish you didn't, you can clear that out. Maybe somebody else's energy ran through your space and you didn't know what you were saying. So just let the gold fill this place, fill this area in, and then take the golden rose down to your heart, your chest, clearing out any distortion, any pain around your loving, your feeling, any programming that says this heart always has to be open to everybody and anybody, no matter how you feel about it. And you can clear out any place where you shut down, where you wish you didn't. Let the gold rose just light those places up and touch those places. Were you afraid or sad? Where you felt heavy? Where you took on somebody else's stuff? Jealousy, perhaps. Let it reset your heart at clarity and purity and wholeness and freedom. Relaxation. Then take the gold rose down through the belly, through the back, through the legs, through the arms, anywhere else you feel that it needs to go. To the tips of the toes and fingers. And then let the gold rose just clean out the energetic field around your body. So if you imagine you have like a cocoon around your body that's 3 feet out in every direction, you just take that rose and you swish it through. You can make the rose bigger if you need to kind of get your space clear and just clear out any energy from your aura that's hanging on from past partners, from some of their programming or energy that they ran through you. Probably they didn't know it either. Clearing out anything that you're holding that doesn't allow you freedom and empowerment in this area. And notice that your whole space starts to glow. Your body's glowing. And then this golden cocoon around your body is glowing, 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 in front and back, above and below, left and right. And then take that rose that you've been using and just send it down to the center of the earth. Imagine you have a big grounding cord, a big tree trunk or a waterfall from your hips down to the center of the earth, and shoot that rose down. And then breathe into your body. Enjoy your glow. Enjoy this new feeling. And I wouldn't be surprised if perhaps there's an opening, there's an awakening, maybe a new partner or an easier time with this area of life with your current partner. Maybe you just feel free of something you've been holding a long time. So many blessings, enjoy, and we'll catch you next time.
Thanks so much for listening. For a more in-depth experience of what you've heard here, to join me on live calls for deep healing and meditation, for dancing and creative exercises, for personal intuitive feedback on your questions, for a ticket to our live retreat and connection to our amazing community, check out the Empowered Life program. We open registration once each season at the beginning of January, April, July, and October. Learn more at anneobryanliving.com/myempoweredlife. Meanwhile, if you enjoyed today's show, I'd love if you'd subscribe, rate, and review it. That helps others find it and supports me to keep sharing. Much love, shine your light, and I will see you next time.